Today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa, we continue our discussion about possible cuts to the National Crop Insurance Program with farm management specialist Ryan Drolet with the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Actual crop insurance subsidies, pretty small part of the farm budget, isn't it?
Yes, it is. There's, well, let me back up here. It is a small percentage of the what is paid in agriculture across the U.S., but when we look at Iowa, it is one of the major nets that is left for row crop production. In the last farm bill that was just passed, and as we went through different cuts in the most recent farm bill, there were savings of $23 billion because of cuts that were made. New programs were developed, such as the county ARC system or ag risk coverage program. And under that, there was a county level and an individual level, and as well as a program called PLC. Most individuals in Iowa operators signed up for the ARC county program. For the 14 crop year, here this week, they finally have finalized payments or announced that payments will be made. But that program doesn't pay out as much as past programs from other farm bills. And as we look forward in the next few years, we don't look at those payments being made after 2 to 3 years. So the major farm net or the major safety net that farmers have left is crop insurance. We don't want to see that go away.
And you certainly don't want it to be more of an inconvenience because farmers work a lot of hours as it is.
Yes, they do.
And it seems like a lot of the cuts that come along always seem to affect the agriculture industry.
There's always fights over it, and it's getting harder, especially when fewer of our population across the U.S. is directly involved in agriculture. I mean, it's not the case here in the state of Iowa, but even in the state of Iowa, we do see where fewer of the population is involved in agriculture, or may I say directly related or involved, or directly involved in agriculture.
And it really, I would imagine, would really be a major inconvenience for family farms.
Yes, very much so.
Because they wouldn't have the cash flow available that, you know, a major big corporate farm would have or anything like that.
Well, and even for some of our big corporate farms, they're going to have some issues with, they're going to have issues with cash flow, especially if we have concerns with the cuts in crop insurance or the bottlenecks that we foresee might happen.
All right, so that advice once again is call your congressman and your senator, right?
That's right.
All right, Ryan, thank you very much for the visit, and we'll stay on top of this and see what comes out of this, and thank you much for your time.
Thank you, Tom.
We've been talking with Ryan Drolet, Farm Management Specialist with the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, about possible cuts to the National Crop Insurance Program. This was part two of a two-part interview. I'm Tom Goodsight, KCII News.